Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Tav Kuf Pei Gimel, 583. As we continue here in Parshas Kisetze, and we are up to the first of five mitzvos, not exactly in a row. There are a couple of other mitzvos interspersed amongst these five, but five mitzvos related to the concept of mashkon, the concept of taking a collateral. The Rambam counts all of these five mitzvos in the beginning of Hilchas Malveh Veloveh. If we look there, the Rambam says that in Hilchas Malveh Veloveh, the Rambam, great categorizer as he is, says there are 12 mitzvahs related to lending money. 12 mitzvahs. The last few of them, the last four, have to do with ribbis. We've discussed all of those already. The isra of the Malveh to lend with interest. The isra on the Loveh. The isra on anybody involved. And the isra and the mitzvah to take interest from a non-Jew, as we have discussed in past mitzvahs. Those are four of the mitzvahs related to money. Then there's the general, the mitzvah of lending money. That's number five. And the isser of going and pressuring an ani too hard, and the mitzvah of lingos as hanachri, as we have discussed in the past. Those are four, and those are three, that's seven. And then, besides those seven, ribbis and general lending money, there are five mitzvahs related to mashkon, related to taking a collateral. What are they? So the order the Rambam has them is, number one, shalo yamashkin balchov bizroa. One cannot act very forcibly and take a mashkon by force, balkarcho. Right? If the lovet doesn't want you to take a collateral, you can't take a bizroa by force. That'll be the next mitzvah b'edesh that we'll discuss. Next mitzvah, lahachzir hamashkon l'ba'alav bizman shu tzarech lo. We have to make sure to return the mashkon to the owner when he needs it. Meaning, if it's a daytime mashkon, he has to have it. If it's something that he uses during the day, you have to return it to him by the morning. If he uses it at night, you have to return it to him by the evening. So you have to make sure he has it back when he needs it. Number four, shelo ya'acher hamashkon miba'alav ha'ani be'eshehu tzarech lo. The iser that goes along with the mitzvah we just mentioned, the mitzvah that say to return it in the proper time, and the iser not to return it in the proper time. Those are two separate isurim. Shelo yachbol almana, not to take a mashkon at all from an almana, as we'll talk about. And the one for today, today's mitzvah, Tav Kuf Pei Gimel, is Shelo Yachbol Kelim Sheosin Bohen Ochal Nefesh. Not to take collaterals, items, utensils that are used for production of food. Taking kitchen utensils as a mashkon is the Isur Daraisa that is described right here in today's mitzvah. If the Rambam later on links, as the Gemara does, links this Isser with the Isser related to an Almana. The Rambam writes in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Malveh Veloveh, and then we'll get into the Chinuch. Almana, bein shehi aniya, bein shehi ashira. That's a machlokas tanoim. But we hold, the Rambam says, an Almana, widow, whether she's poor or rich, even if she's rich, because we don't darshan time of the crop. Ein mamashkin osa, you cannot take a mashkon from her. Lo b'shas halva, v'shalo b'shalo b'shas halva. Doesn't matter whether it's at the time of the loan or not. Avlo'api bezdin, and not even through the mechanism of bezdin. Vim chaval, and if you did, machzirin mimeno balkarcho. Bezdin forces him to give it back. Vim todelo tishalem, vim tachbor tishava. V'chein, and then the Rambam has our halacha. Hamalva es chaveiro, if somebody lends their friend money, lo yachbo kelim sho'osim bo emochal nefesh. You cannot take kitchen utensils, because that would be too much for the person to handle. That's what the Torah says. Now we can read the pasuk to appreciate the context. These five mitzvahs, this is the first one we're discussing in this context. Lo yachvel rechayim barachev ki nefesh hu chovel. Do not. What's the word chavala mean? So in this context, Unkelus says it means yisav mashkona, to take a mashkon. Maybe it means when you take a mashkon, you're really wounding them in a certain sense. That's the connection to chavala. Lo yachvel rechayim barachev ki nefesh hu chovel, because you are, in a sense, taking his nefesh, taking what he uses to produce food to feed his nefesh. Like we have the term in Parshas Emor, ochal nefesh. Ochal nefesh, food that is created for the nefesh. That is what the language of the Torah, that the Torah uses here. So now we get into the Sefer HaChinuch himself. Said the Sefer HaChinuch here in Tav Kuf Pei Gimel. Shenim nanu mila mashkein hakelim, sheim sibas hachonas mazon lebnei adam bohem. Separatist daraisa. So this is the right thing. It's situational, right? It doesn't mean that I have, there's a mitzvah to lend money, and there's an isser, you're allowed to take a mashkon. What if I don't want to take a mashkon? I want to take a mashkon. What, so I have to put myself into the situation of taking a mashkon but not taking this? It means where the situation comes up. Where I'm taking a mashkon for a loan that I gave this person, I am not allowed to take something that helps him produce food. Kigon, says the chinuch, klei atchina, grinders, v'klei alisha, kneaders with a K, uklei habishol, v'klei shchites ba'alechayim, the shchita knives, v'zulasam, mimashi yichlu, davar she'oseh bohen ochal nefesh, whatever is used to produce food, as the Torah says, ki nefesh u'chovel, and the Mishnah B'Metzia tells us that these examples in the Torah are purely that, examples. Lo rechayim v'racha bilvad amru, ela kol davar she'oseh bo'ochal nefesh, she'emar ki nefesh u'chovel. So first question we have to ask is, how many mitzvahs are counted here? Lo yachvo rechayim v'rachev. So as we see here in the Sefer HaChinuch, he follows the Rambam, one mitzvah. There's only one mitzvah counted here relating to Dvarav Shemo Behem Ochal Nefesh. The Rechayim and Rachamim are counted as two. And the Rambam says this. The Rambam, the Chinuch here quotes the Rambam. As he says, the Gemara says, V'chayim mishum shnei kelim. Your chayiv for two kelim, meaning if you take the Rechayim and the Rachev, two parts of the mill, you get two averos. You get a double malchus. But says the Rambam, that does not mean that they're two of the 613. You might have thought that. Shezei yavi lachshov shein shtei mitzvos. V'kol shegein ba'amram v'chayavan al rechayim b'fnei atzmo v'ar alrecha b'fnei atzmo. If you steal each one, if you take as a mashkon each one of them, v'inyin zeh, shekol misha yamashkein kli shozeh bo'on achon nefesh, over below sa'asei. And therefore you might have thought that, says the Rambam, but that's not true. U'misha mishkein kelim rabim, what if I take as a mashkon an oven and a pot and a blender and a mixer and a grinder? Chayiv al kol kli v'kli. You're chayiv on each specific utensil. Kagon, if you're mashkein, klei trina, klei lachem, klei lisha, anything. V'zeh mashkein tzorach bo ledaber, k'mo shehu mishachav al-began almanas ruvein. You don't have to say about the other. We'll get to the isra of almana. But that is the halacha. But even though it's counted, you get two averis, it's one mitzvah in the minyan. Va'amyam dina she'ela, there is a question, the Rambam and the Chinuch quote, v'mishachav al-shnei kelim u'bukulan yaso ochol nefesh, v'lo yaspiko echad mipilti ha'acher basiyas ochol nefesh. If I take a mashkon of different types of kelim, fine, you're chayav for each one. But what if there's a kli that's made of two parts? And you can't use one part without the other part. It's useless, it doesn't help you. It doesn't function. Like a mill. Let's say you have a stand that the mill goes on, and then the mill itself and the upper receptacle. So how many averis are you going to get there? Says the Rambam, and the Chinuch quotes it. Nomar acha shaha ochel amnam yishalem bekulan heim kekli echad v'yechayev mishum kli echad. Maybe I should only be chayev one avera, because I was mamashkein. I took as a mashkon one kli with many parts. Oh, Nomar, what do I say? No. Acha shu shnei kelim, it's two kelim that work together. Chayev kol echad v'echad v'ado. That's the question. Rabbi Yerulon, and what a chazal paskin in this case, shu chayev aleihen mishum shnei kelim. You're chayav for both, for two, even though they need to be used together. It's just like taking two separate kelim. V'zeu inyan amru v'chayim mishum shnei kelim lo shehein shtei mitzvahs. The Rambam says again, don't think that this means you count it as two. In the minyan, it's the same idea. It's the same lo sase. It's just different applications. It's just like Shabbos. Shabbos is counted as one avera lo sase kol malacha, and there are 39 different ways of violating that one iser malacha based on the pasuk. Okay, lamdas wise, conceptually, there might be different shemos iser, but in terms of the counting, in terms of the minyan mitzvos, it's one iser. Doing malacha on Shabbos, doing malacha on Yantav. Here too, taking a kli that's used for food production, that is one iser as it is counted here. Good. Shorish mitzvah zu yaduwa, shulutikana olam etzorach yeshuvo. The shorish of this mitzvah, the Chinuch says, I don't even have to go into. Obviously, if you take somebody's kalim that they need for food production, then that's an isid araisa, and the whole world is falling apart. Yes, it's the basic act of chesed. There is a halacha that Menachas Chinuch quotes in Osei. If he has five mills, five grinders, you can take four of them. As long as you leave him what he needs, so then that's mutter, which is taking a stand on the Tam HaMitzvah. You might have said that you can't take this period. Doesn't matter if he has 10 or not. Chazal tell us that if he has others, you can, meaning it is a result-oriented mitzvah, as we say, and therefore if the result, if the Isser doesn't really exist because he has other items to use, then it would be mutter. Continues the Sefer HaChinuch, an important machlokas, midini HaMitzvah. Mashamru Zacharno Lavracha, as follows. Sheba Indian Isser Zer, regarding this Isser, Ein Chilak Bein Shemishkano, Biyado, all pi bezdin, bechol sar chayiv alehen. Number one, it doesn't matter if you yourself work out this mashkon, or you get bezdin to work out the mashkon. In either case, it's aser, the im chaval, and if you took it, machzir and also bezin al karcho, bezin forces you to give it back. Upirshu marenu yishmareim kel. And now he quotes his Rebbe, she iser ze eino ela kishemishkin akelim aniskarim shelo b'shas alva. The Sefer HaChinuch, we'll see this is very unique. Sefer HaChinuch here says that the iser only applies if it's shelo b'shas alva, meaning b'shas alva, there was an agreement. A month later, it's time to collect. So at the time of collection, that's why it's not, oh, you don't have money to pay me back? Okay, give me a mashkon. Give me a security, give me a collateral. That's what happens many times. That's where the iser is. At that moment. Avo b'shas alva. What about at the time of the loan originally? Says the chinuch, that's not, there's no iser. Vade mutar l'mashkin kol hakelim sheba olam. Then you can take anything you want. These are the rules of regular lending. Why? Here's the line. D'lo gara mimecher. Why is this any worse than selling? Could this ani sell his kitchen utensils? Yes. He could sell them. I see he'd be left with nothing, but that's his right. He could sell. So too, b'shas halva. When he's borrowing money, he could do whatever, give it whatever he wants as a mashkon. It's only later when it would be forcibly. He didn't have this at the beginning. He has to pay up now. So now the Torah says it cannot be done. D'lo gara mimecher. We'll have to talk about in the coming days regarding the other mashkon mitzvos, what the status of a mashkon is. Here the chinuch compares it to selling. Is that really selling? When a person gives a mashkon, when the lova gives the malva a mashkon, is he giving it to him halachically, legally? How much of a kinyan does the malva have? As we'll see, this is a major machlokas we've shown him. Is he on the level of a shomer sachar, a level of a shomer chinam? Or there's a line in the Gemara, in Kiddushin, bal chov kone mashkon. So this parallel that the chinuch is bringing is highlights that. He said this is no worse than selling. So that you might say, what do you mean? It's totally not like selling. Sometimes it was selling. So that this comparison sheds light on that lumdish issue. We do not prevent any person from selling kelim from being mamashkin them. Says the chinuch, and therefore this iser only applies shelo b'sha'as halva. B'sha'as halva, it is mutter. And why am I emphasizing this? Mipnei she'ta'u bazeh migedolei ga'onei olam, because many great people have made a mistake, he'erachti bo, so I have extended myself to emphasize this. Who are the great people? Let's say otherwise. The Rambam. This is fascinating. The chinuch always follows the Rambam. Not always in terms of halacha. In terms of minyan mitzvahs, he always follows him. But in terms of halacha, he doesn't always follow him. And here's an example. The Rambam says beferish. The same Rambam I read, the four malva, the lo beperek, gim halacha base, v'chena malva eschavero, bein shehilvu ala mashkon, bein shemishkano achar halva abiyado. It doesn't matter if it's at the time of the loan or not. The Rambam says it's usur. It's usur, even originally. Even originally, you shouldn't arrange something to take the kalim of the ani. That is the shita of the Rambam. The chinuch didn't even mention him by name because he has kavod for him. The Menachas Chinuch writes this in Oz Beis. Follow his kir shmo shor Rabbeinu Agadol v'bnei HaKavod. He didn't want to mention him. If you look in the Ravid jumps on the Rambam, but not as strongly as he many times does. Here the Ravid says, lo nahir. Two words. I don't think so. Lo nahir. That is the Rambam and the Ravid's argument. What is the question that they're asking? They're not really asking. They don't like this because it doesn't sound that way from the psukim, and it's originally allowed. Vihine says the Minchas Chinuch in Oz Beis kushyazu in a kushyukolkach. What is originally? What's the svar to say it's mutter? Because he's giving it willingly. The lova is giving the money, getting the money, and he's willingly going into it. So that's why that's mutter. Later on, it's going to be against his will, it's going to be aser. Says the Minchas Chinuch, what do you mean? Sometimes there are things that are done willingly, and they're still aser daraisa. For example, ribis. Ribis, says the Minchas Chinuch. The gzeras akasev kamo ribis. The nosei matana, v'yohol liten kamamono b'matana. You could give a gift, whatever you want, but if it's labeled as ribis, as interest, that's aser daraisa. When we call makom, bad halva aser. You can give whatever gift you want, but if it's for adding on to a loan, it's aser. Even though the lover wants to give it, it's aser. Hachanami, Asra hatur b'toris mashkon af al pisha mechira mutter v'gzeres melechi mi amad besod Hashem chuka hi. Says the Menachas Chinuch, the Rambam would say, period. It is asr even if it's at a time when he's doing it, when he's doing it willingly. And even though there are a lot of problems with the Rambam, the Menachas Chinuch ends off by saying, haklau lo matzanu tshuva nitzachas al Rambam. I didn't find anybody who gives a knockout punch. Mikom makom kivan shakulam chokem al Rambam hachin aktinan. But because everybody else argues with the Rambam, we hold like everybody else. But, says the Menachas Chinuch, that there is no real knockout punch on the Rambam. The Menachas Chinuch also continues there in Oz Gimel with a very interesting discussion, and that is, what about a shliach? V'hine shelo b'shas halva'a imhu ba'atzmo nosi l'malva. If it's not b'shas halva'a, meaning the guy came for collection, the malva came, and imhu ba'atzmo nosi l'malva, if he himself gives it, o l'shliach bezdin, kelem shelochol nefesh, talinami b'pluk tezu. Says the Menachas Chinuch, I think, what if he gives it willingly at the later time? We've been describing that at the first time it's willing because he's arranging the loan. At the end, it's going to be balkarcha. What if you have a case where it's at the end, he doesn't have enough money to pay back, he says, please take this. Please take this. He offers it. So is that also included in the Isser? So according to the Rambam, that will be Isser. Because even originally, the giving the loan meritzona was Usser, so too later on. But the other poskim who say that maybe only later is Usser, but earlier is Mutter. Why? Because it's meritzono. So what if the later point was meritzono? So that would also be allowed in that case. Good, let's get back to some of the other halachos relating to this mitzvah. Back to the Sefer HaChinuch, towards the end. Va'achova kelim harbe, shows me mochol nefesh, v'lo achzir anachin isser anachin evdu. What happens if I violate this isser and I don't give it back? Do you get malchus for this aveira? So generally, no. It's a lav hanitak la'aseh. You could give it back. Or it's a lav hanitak la'tashlumin. You could give it back. But what happens if something happens to them before you give it back? What if they're burned? What if they're lost? What if they're destroyed before you give it back? That's the sugi in Makos, a bitlo velo bitlo, or kimu velo kimu. If you lose the opportunity to do the mitzvah, do you then get Malkus? Says the Chinuch, yes, based on the Rambam. Chayiv Malkus, al kalachas mehen. You're going to get Malkus for each one of them. Right, before it was an Aveira, but it's a separate Aveira, and each one's going to get Malkus if you have lost the option and the possibility of returning. Vafilu bishnei kelim. Shows a malacha achas, as we said before, even two kelim do one malacha, you get two malchus in this context. There's two averis, which means two malchus. A couple of other questions that are asked by the Menachas Chinuch here in his classic way. Number one, he notes that in Oz Dalid that if you are borrowing a kitchen item when you don't need the kitchen item, not only like we said before, if you have more of them, but if it's at a time, what about right after breakfast, before lunch? You're allowed to take it then? That's also mutter, says the Menachas Chinuch. B'shah shein roi l'malacha, mamashkinim, you're allowed to. What, are you allowed to take axes and saws at evening time? They're not going to work during the night. Also mutter. Again, the point is you cannot cause the ani or the love a loss by taking his property. The Menachas Chinuch in Os Yud Aleph discusses, does it have to? What, is there a minimum value for these kelim? What if it's a kli that's not worth a shava pruta? There you're going to be chayiv too. Says the Menachas Chinuch, malchus. You're going to get malchus there. What do you mean malchus? It's not. It's bachav shava pruta. What's the answer? This isser is not about a value. It's not stealing. It's not gezel. It's the issue of preventing usage of his kelim from him. So that could apply to even something that doesn't have a din mamon. Kizel lo havi lav shava mamon. Kemosha kasav. It's not a lash of mamon. There is a kasav. Lo machmas mamon. Imkin afilu pachas bishavar pruta. To rakabi mamon. Halacha lo shbizinit to be in a pruta. Aye, so what happens? What happens if I steal, if I take as a mashkon something from the kitchen that's worth less than a shavar pruta? So I have to give it back. I violated the isser. What if then it gets destroyed? So now the amount that I have to give back is less than a shavar pruta. So now you're going to get malchus. Ach benisraf o nevad deino yochol ahachzir akli. So in that case, lechora, you would get malchus. Fascinating, classic Menachas Chinuch discussion. If it's worth less than a shavar pruta in the first place, it's not aveira and you have to give it back. The second it gets destroyed or impossible to give back, then you can get malchus because now there's no chiyuv hashava because now it turns into damim. This reminds us a little bit of the Rashba in Shvuas Daf Lamed Tes, where the Rashba says sometimes kalim have a status of their own, even though money is money. If it's less than a shavar pruta, it's less than a shavar pruta. But a kli even less than a shavar pruta, because it's important for its usage element and not its value element. So you can't put a price on it. It's kind of like a shtar that says Reuven owes Shimon a lot of money. So you don't go by the paper, by the ink. You go by its symbolic nature. That's the Rashba. And Shavuos Daf Lametes to Efshar Lomar to call Kli Kivan Shehu Roy LeMalachto Chashivu Kepruta the Yeser Mipruta the Yoshven Alav Adayanim. Even though Dayanim don't sit to hear a case, that's less than a Shavar Pruta. But if it's about a Kli, they will, because a Kli is usage. The Efshar, and then he has the amazing line: the Af LeInyan Kiddushin Kane. Maybe the same thing about Kiddushin. I could give a woman a Kli that's worth less than a Shavar Pruta in order to get married. Kemosha Konin Bekli, just like a Kenyan. The Efshar the Kenyan Mishum Kesefu, but maybe not. He backs away at the end there, but he has that suffix about a Kli less than a Shavar Pruta. What we have to start with next time, Hashem, will be the issue that he brings up at the end, and that is Shlichus L'Dvar Aveira. We know the kind of Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira. What if he sends a Shliach? Is this one of those exceptions or not? Hopefully we'll get into that during the next mitzvah related to Mashkon. Okay, we'll stop here.